Welcome to the Soul Tribe Podcast. The Soul Tribe Podcast was created to help you navigate through the world of spirituality, wellness, and self-development in an easy, grounded, and relatable way. We break down everything from the Akashic Records, manifesting, spirituality, and so much more. We want to help expand your boundaries and bring the spiritual world to you in a fun and easy way. Get ready to be inspired with tips, tools, and easy-to-digest information. Let's do this. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Soul Tribe Podcast. Today's episode is going to be a solo episode with me, Lucia. And this was something I've been thinking about when I was going on my run the other day. Sometimes I do like some really good thinking when I'm running. And I was just thinking about the perspective of the changes that might come up for people that start beginning their shift. And I've talked quite a few times about the 3D to 5D shift in this podcast from totally different subjects, from like the physical to the karma dharma stuff, to how that might look for some of us, to how it might feel for some of us. But this episode, I wanted to specifically talk about how it should begin to show up in our lives from a relationship standpoint and how different that should feel, look, be. And so let's first understand, I guess, if there's anybody newer or newish listening, what do I mean when I talk about the change of relationship from 3D to 5D? So 3D being third density, 3D being the world that we've been living in, that we were born into, that we, you know, we all know. And 5D being the evolutionary shift, jump, or leap that some individual souls will be taking to move on to their next evolutionary step. So that's happening here. There's some souls that might decide to pass away and move on to 5D from the death of this, of the body that they're carrying. But the grand majority of souls that want to be part of evolution and the process of ascension, or I like to call it also like the solution to the problem that is the density and the complication that is Earth. A lot of those souls did actually sign up to be part of the evolution from this physical body, meaning we'll carry these bodies into the ascension with us. With that comes a lot of work. And I've talked about this on the podcast a lot. With that comes a lot of work. It means changing the way we act, the way we feel, the way we think, the way we eat, the way we relate to others, the way we even work, the way we create, the way we go about our lives, the way we organize our day, everything. Moving from 3D to 5D are in the process of changing. If you were to get there and like look back, you should be seeing a complete change in all those things that I just talked about or just listed. And so one of those things that should have a complete shift and change is our relationships. So I'm going to talk about it more from a place of like a partnership relationship, or call it a marriage, or call it a significant other, because we can all really understand that. I think that that's a really easy way of talking about it. But before I begin to talk about it from that perspective, understand that when I say relationships, I'm not just talking about partnerships. I'm not just talking about marriage. I'm not just talking about like life companion or romance. I'm talking about all the relationships in your life should be part of the shift as well. That this is why you might have heard me say more than once that if there's people in your life that are not shifting, changing, improving, evolving, and you are, those people might not be part of your life. Maybe till they shift, or maybe they never shift, maybe they never get there. And so we need to let go of attachments we have with, it could be family, it could be friends, it could be coworkers, it could be neighbors, it could be anything. But if you're super attached to an individual and you can't cut ties, but you've progressed past, I don't know, where they are from whatever standpoint, mentality, emotional, maybe you see things differently, maybe you see life differently, maybe you feel life differently. And it might have been that you've, let's say in the scenario in this case, that you've evolved, but they haven't gotten there yet. It might be that you continuing that relationship actually keeps you back. And so when I talk about relationships, it could be any of those, not just the one that I'm going to be mostly referring to, because it's better for us to all understand. But so now I'm going to focus it on that. I'm going to focus this specific episode on how it's going to possibly show up or change in our relationships, intimate relationships, partnership relationships, marriage relationship, romance, life companions. You guys know what I mean. All those things. Or, you know, you could be calling your person one of those things, or maybe you call them more than one of those things. Some people are married. Some people have been with somebody forever but didn't get married. So that's why I don't want to say just like your husband or wife, but it could also be something else. But it's still the same significance and it's same importance in your life. So what did it look like? What did partnerships look like? What did these relationships look like when we were in dense 3D? And again, this is the way it looked for, I would say, if not everybody, it should have been almost everybody, because we were all in the same program that is this 3D world. And so in 3D, there was a big divide between the masculine and the feminine. Now, I'm not talking about a boy and a girl. When I'm saying the masculine and feminine, it's in a relationship, we had to find a complementary energy. And so even in a partnership where it was two individuals of the same sexes, even then, there should always have been one person carrying more of the feminine energy and then more the other person carrying the masculine energy. It was a complementary relationship where some people would call it, what's the typical saying? Like my other half, right? In Spanish, it's mi media naranja, which is my other half of the other half of my orange. The other half of my orange. It's like, it's always complimentary. That's even the way we were explaining the person that was in our life. We'd say my other half, my better half, or things like that. Right. And so you can already see how we recognized that we were looking for someone to be complimentary to us, to complete us, to be the other half of what we were missing. And so that's what it was like, relationships in 3D. That's the energy it carried, relationships in 3D. It was, I can't get this masculine energy because I'm so feminine. Let me go out and get it. Or I cannot channel this kind of energy because I'm channeling that other kind of energy. I can't do both. So I need to go find that other energy that brings in what I'm missing. And that's where a lot of family structures came into play, right? Where it's like one took the lead on one thing and the other individual took the lead on the other thing. And then the family was created. And so that's okay in 3D. That was not wrong. That was completely right. And that was the way to do it. And that was the way we functioned, and that was the way we felt good, and that made sense, and that's all great. So I'm not overriding any of that. With all of that, what also came into play in the relationship, on top of the fact that it was completing you, right? On top of that, we also had karma playing a big role. So a lot of these partnerships that came together were kind of like trying to iron out previous issues from previous lives, or pending issues from previous life, pending lessons, pending karma. Maybe there's something that people had that they didn't get to in another lifetime. And then these two individual souls had to come into another body in this lifetime and come together and do that finally. This one experience that they were missing, for example. All those things are just, you can put into the package of the word karma, because karma is a lesson, or a pending lesson, or something pending, right? And so what they had to do was come back, become complementary to each other or complete each other so that it made sense to come together. And then on top of that, they had to go through and live through that karma experience, that pending lesson, that pending experience. Sometimes that looked toxic. Sometimes that looked complicated. Sometimes that looked really, really dramatic. I guess it's another word to say it. So it wasn't a neat and orderly process. It wasn't always a straightforward, this is why we're together and this makes sense. There was a lot of confusion for a lot of people. Why am I so attracted to this person? Why am I so connected to this person and they're no good for me? Or it's a toxic relationship for me, but for some reason I keep coming back to them. Or things like that. It could have showed up as super messy. It doesn't have to all the time, because it depends. It highly depends on, I would say, number one, what pending karma those two individuals had that made them come together. And I'd say number two, are those two individuals, have they worked on their own internal world in this lifetime? Do they have a lot of shadow work to do? They have a lot of internal work to do. So depending on those two things, it would probably, we'd be able to measure how toxic or not toxic, or how convenient or not convenient the relationship was. Did it really suit them? From a kind of like 3D this world perspective, I guess you would say, like, what did it look like from the outside? And again, sometimes karma isn't a bad thing. Sometimes the karma could be a less pending lesson. That's a nice one. So I think we always associate the word karma with negative, and it's not really that it's negative. It's just accumulated pending something, whether that's the accumulated experience that's pending or accumulated lessons pending. And so it doesn't have to be bad. It could be, I'm here to learn, like, to put myself first. And maybe that person is teaching you to do that. And that's actually a really good thing. It's not a bad thing. Or this person's here to give me a lot of love. And I'm here to be like, learn that I could be taken care of. So it doesn't have to be a difficult, toxic, I guess you say, scenario all the time. But a lot of times it is. And for a lot of us, it was. Or it was very like emotional or difficult. Or sometimes you had to learn boundaries, which is another really difficult one for a lot of humans. And that's what it looked like in 3D. And now I want to kind of jump to what should or what is a 5D relationship going to look like? What should it look like and what is it going to look like? So assuming that the person, we're going to fast forward, assuming that we're like in 5D, right? And so that means that your shadow stuff is gone. You've worked on all your karma programs, that you've released them. You're no longer functioning from the karma program. You're no longer functioning from pending lessons. You're no longer functioning from a place of limitations, fears, anxiety, worry, all these things. The shadow work's done. The karma releasing's done. So we're in 5D. And so now there's a thing with the relationships where like you could also have noticed that you dropped the last relationship you had, or you begin to drop the relationship you had because it was from a place of completion, like we were talking before, and it was from a place of karma. And now I don't have any more karma, so I don't have to be with them. Some souls, by the way, will choose to continue with their current partner even after shifting into 5D. So don't think that everyone's going to drop who they're with. That's not how it works. It's all highly dependent on the decisions of the free will of all the souls right here incarnated now. But it could look like there's a shift in the relationship. There's a change in the relationship. There's a different way of understanding each other. Or maybe we're working on our stuff together and we've gone into a more 5D place and now we relate differently with each other. And there's no more drama or toxic scenarios. But in 5D, a lot of people will drop their old relationships. And some people already have begun that process, by the way. It's not like you're going to do it only when you're in 5D. You could have already begun. We've seen a lot of relationships end. A lot of people call it like COVID breakups, right? I don't think that they're all just COVID breakups. I think that a lot of them are, how do you explain it? It's like I've reevaluated things about myself. I realize I want something different. And that's part of the lessons. That's part of the shift towards 5D. So people have already began kind of dropping old patterns, old karma, old relationships that no longer need to be in their life because they're getting prepared to clear out their own stuff, to maybe to be alone for a while even. Maybe to be alone for a while to work on their things and then jump into their 5D relationship with, I would call, the Dharma relationship. So we're leaving the 3D karma relationship where I'm on purpose with this person for whatever previous pending karma lesson experience that I had with them. And I'm jumping into now I'm in 5D. I'm cleared out from all those things. And now I'm choosing to be with someone. And that choosing is literally a free will choice. And we're going to relate in a different way where we're both complete. We're not together to complete each other. We're actually already fully worked on, fully complete. And we're deciding and choosing to come together. So some people will actually be in 5D and decide that they don't want a relationship because you no longer feel the need to have one. It's just that you might just desire or want one. So not everyone's going to go into a 5D Dharma relationship. Some people will decide that they feel so complete and so worked on and so aligned and so good that they can, it's fine. They're fine the way they are. But some people will actually decide that they're going to find some people will decide that they're going to find someone to share and be a life companion is what I mean with them, a life companion. I want you to accompany me in life. You're complete and I'm complete and we don't need each other, but we desire that interaction with each other. So it's a total different energy from the energy of 3D karma relationships where it was, I need you to assist me or I need you to complete me. I need you to live life with me so we can become a whole union, a whole family. Now in 5D, you don't need that anymore. It's, I have everything I need, but I desire to accompany life, have a companion in life. I want you to accompany me in life and I want to accompany you. So it's a mutual thing. And so 5D means that I'm now harnessing, remember before I talked about how in 3D relationships, it looked more like one person was carrying more the masculine energy and one person was carrying more the feminine energy. So in 5D, it's going to be that we all have to carry the balanced energy of feminine and masculine. We have to be sustaining both of them equally. So we have to begin to learn to bring in those energies that we might not have been able to bring previously. Someone that's very masculine's got to start bringing in the feminine. Someone that's very feminine needs to start bringing in the masculine. And we have to find a balance internally with those two energies. Then we become, I guess you could say, a complete balance of both. And obviously all the shadow work that I just said before was already worked on, all the stuff that you released before. And now you're your own complete essence, your own complete package, sort of say. And now you can go out and be ready and be prepared to live a relationship from a place of 5D. And then the other word would be, you would use dharma. So what does dharma mean? Dharma means I'm no longer grabbing onto, I guess you could say, life experiences in this realm, in this world that we're in. I'm no longer grabbing onto life experiences from a place of, I have to still learn this. I have to still go through this. I have this pending. Dharma is, I'm grabbing onto this life experience because this is what I attract into my life, because this is how I vibrate. So dharma is about how I'm internally vibrating, how I'm interacting with the world, and then what the world's going to give to me because of those things. So you would be able to say, I'm vibrating in a certain way, and now I'm going to find someone that's actually really similar to my energy. Whereas before, remember we were just talking about the 3D relationship. Before, there was a lot of like the, you know, the saying opposites attract. It was because we needed that to complete a whole, like a whole being of in balance, like a whole relationship in balance. We needed someone that was possibly our polar opposite. But in dharma relationship, what it is I'm going to attract, or I'm going to pull in someone that's to my same level, to my same vibration, to my same mission, purpose, desire, how I want to live life. We're also going to be picking our own structures. How do I want to live life? How does that look? Not so much what the societal rules say that I have to live life, not so much the way that like maybe like an entity, a community, a government, whatever, a continent says that you have to live it. It's in dharma and in 5D, the life that you live is the one that you choose to live, whichever way you choose to live it. And so when you get to that point, when you begin to attract into your life someone that you decide you want to be your life companion, that person should be in a very similar, if not equal, resonance to the one that you're currently internally carrying, but also externally leaking out of yourself, of your being, right? Like it's like your aura, your energy that's coming out. So it's a very big difference. You don't actually need the person. You don't have to have someone to help you, to assist you, to accompany you. It's, I want this. I choose it. I want it as an experience, and I want to experience it from a place of dharma and contentment and no more of that like previous toxic, complicated, difficult lessons from before. So for those that might be, maybe there's people that have been, you know, trying to find someone, or maybe there's someone out there that's been alone for a long time. Maybe like, when am I going to meet someone that like I can enjoy life with? Or, you know, I've been in, or someone that's like, I've been in so many toxic relationships after the other, when is this going to end? So my answer to someone that asks any of those questions is, begin to be your own complete person. So try to find out which energy you're missing. For example, that's another way to start. Like, which one am I carrying? Am I carrying more masculine or feminine? Okay, and let me start bringing in this other one. And also masculine and feminine energy are either electric or magnetic. So they're very different frequencies. And so you have to kind of bring in the energy and the essence of both a magnetic energy and of an electric energy. And one of them is more thought and the other one's more emotion. One's more action and the other one's more kind of like this neutral place, right? They're very different energies. And a lot of us spiritual people associate the feminine energy with the intuitive energy, the energy that helps you connect. For me, I would say the feminine energy is the one that allows me to connect to the Akashic Records, right? The masculine energy is the energy that's like the more action-based energy, the one that goes out and allows things to like manifest and to happen. That's why they say like when someone's very, very masculine, they might be really good at attracting wealth and abundance into their life, but they might be very disconnected from their feminine energy. Maybe they're not receiving so many messages about themselves. So they're very different energies, but we need to begin the process of being both, of having both, of harnessing both and working and utilizing both of them. So this goes for everything. And I would say another thing that you need to begin if you want to get to that Dharma relationship, it's that what I just said, but also I would bring in a lot of like the shadow. You got to do the shadow work. You got to do the internal work. You got to let go, because if you don't, you're going to continue to attract 3D karma relationships. Anything your soul had pending, you're going to continue to attract those till you move into the other vibration. So I would say check your addictions, your negative habits, your negative patterns, your negative thought processes, all those things that you know, because we all know really well what it is that's holding us back. We all know really well what's we have to work on. We all know really well what's something that we wish we could do better or just release, that we don't want anymore, that we don't want in our reality anymore. So those are the kinds of things that you need to concentrate on, the kind of shadow work you need to do, the kind of releasing you need to do. And I've said this time and time again on so many podcast episodes, go whatever tool works for you. If it's the tool where you need to do the internal programming, you've heard me talk about Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton. You guys might have heard me also more than once talk about the Love Code book, which he has a new book out, The Memory Code. I haven't read it, so I can't recommend it, but I'm pretty sure it's good because his books are usually good. But find ways to deprogram, to take out those belief systems that don't suit you anymore, those programs that don't suit you anymore, those ways of thinking and the way of you, I guess you would say, relate to your environment, relate to your immediate environment, but then also your external environment, that it no longer controls you, the way you feel, the way you kind of carry yourself, change. You have to change those things. And then you can begin to go into 5D. I also think, and this is something that I really, really think is important, it's your vibration. Where is your vibration at? Where is your frequency at? Because everything is resonance. We are all frequency. And so when I say that, it's the foods that I eat. It could be that you're eating really a lot of junk food, or, and I know that this is controversial, but it's like, how are you eating a lot of meat? Are you eating, are you drinking a lot of alcohol? And I'm not saying you can't eat meat. I'm not saying you can't drink alcohol. And I'm not saying you can't eat those things. I'm saying be aware of the fact that those things lower your frequency. I've said it so many times. I know that some people kind of push back on it, but that's the reality. Look at everything around you as frequency. And when you look at food, look at the frequency of food. If you put on top of the table a piece of meat, and any meat, any animal, doesn't matter, whether it's fish or whether it's cow or whatever, you put it on the table and you put that next to, let's say, an orange, you can't tell me that you believe that that piece of flesh, which is it's flesh, it's a dead animal, right? It's dead, so it vibrates really low frequency. You can't tell me that you believe that that flesh that's laying on the table is a higher frequency than the orange. We all know that the orange is going to vibrate much more higher in frequency, and it's a more positive resonance than the other one, which is basically dead flesh. And so what happens when you ingest that? You bring it into your system, you bring it into your mouth, it goes into and it becomes a component of your body, and it vibrates with your body, and whatever you eat changes the frequency of your body while it's in the system. And so now I just put in something very low in frequency, very low in vibration into my system, and I'm expecting to go into 5D, and I'm expecting to raise my frequency and bring in all that amazing stuff that I want. And I'm not saying that if you eat that piece of meat, you're not going to bring in abundance. I'm definitely not saying that, but it's something that could either assist you what you're eating can either assist you with raising your frequency and getting what you want and need and desire quicker or better, or it can either deter you and it's going to take longer to get there, or it might be more difficult to get there, or there's going to be much more things to work on, right? So just think of everything as frequency. And that's the same thing with like water. If I put in front of you a glass of solarized water, and I've talked about solarized water quite a few times on the podcast, it's basically water that's been the sun's been hitting it. It's getting the amazing frequency of the sun, and then you drink it, right? That's solarized water. And if you haven't heard about it, I've talked about it in the podcast before. And also if not, you can probably Google it. You'll probably find information. But you can't tell me that if I have on the table a glass of solarized water or a glass of wine, you can't tell me that the glass of wine is going to vibrate quicker than the solarized water. So I think that since we're so much, there's so much water inside of us, I think that another way to shift our frequency and help us move into that 5D energy even better, to not say quicker, you would drink the solarized water and you would have the orange, and then you just assisted yourself in raising your frequency. And maybe then after that, you go and you meditate and you do like a really great meditation, or you do breath work, or you go and you do some yoga, or you go and do something that raises your frequency. And now you just had three components into, you put them into your reality, you put them into your body. And now those three components are now raising your frequency. So you're even better. You're in an even better place to continue to do either the shadow work, the deprogramming and reprogramming, or just to begin to get yourself out of that 3D lower frequency. And so think about everything as frequency. Now, I'm talking about putting things into your body. And we said, we talked about water, right? We talked about the food. And I just talked about like breath work and meditation, for example. That's, you're putting the frequency, you're bringing good frequency into your body with the meditation or the breath work, and you're releasing the bad, right? Another really, really, I guess, interesting or great way to kind of bring in more of that into your reality on top of the food, on top of the drink, on top of the meditation, is your mind, your thought process, the way you think, the way you interact with yourself is another way to say it. So those are things that you have inside of you. It's in you. It's in your system. It's in your process. So I think we need to start becoming really, really, really attentive. Like get really attentive. Get super attentive with what you're thinking, how you're thinking, and how often are you thinking it. So we need to catch ourselves if we're like back talking ourselves, down talking ourselves, negative talking with ourselves, or even like replaying. I think humans do a lot of replaying scenarios, previous scenarios. Like stop yourself, try to catch yourself, because that is another frequency that like, and if you had to ask me like, hey Lou, is eating that piece of meat going to lower my frequency more than a really bad thought form? I'd say no. I prefer for you to eat the meat and then grab onto your thoughts and be super attentive to it for like the, you know, half the day at least, which is, I'm saying half the day, that's really hard. But like, I mean, the goal would be that you'd be able to be attentive and reprogram yourself to think positive instead of negative. But that takes a lot of work and a lot of time, which we should all be willing to do, and which you should all already be doing for some time now. And we all know that negative talk and negative thoughts are going to really deter us from our highest good and our evolution. And so I would say that I would be like, you know what, have that piece of meat and have that glass of wine. But if you're thinking great thoughts, then I would say your frequency, at least you're maintaining it. But if I have the person thinking really bad thoughts and eating all this high frequency stuff, like ingesting high frequency stuff, I think that they're not going to, it's not, they're going to still be in that like 3D rut or 3D cycles, karma, pending things, because you're victimizing yourself or you're limiting your own self. And so I would say the things that you need to bring into reality to be able to be like, I'm going to bring myself into this 5D Dharma relationships. And I'm talking about relationships like everything, right? The partnership, the family, the friends, the coworkers, even the relationship you have with your job, the relationship you have with your environment. We need to go into 5D Dharma with these relationships. And so for you to get there, I think, look at what you're eating, look at what you're drinking, look at what you're thinking, and also what energy you're bringing in and what energy you're surrounding yourself with. Because I could have the person in doing all those four things that I just said, but then going to a really low frequency environment, and that's going to really affect you, because it's going to bring in more of that negative, icky stuff that you just tried really hard to get rid of or to like release. And now I have you walking into this like really negative environment that's not gonna, it's not gonna walk you on that path anymore. It's gonna start deterring you off of it. And so it's not just what I'm drinking, what I'm eating, what I'm thinking, if I'm doing like the shadow work, if I'm meditating or breath work or doing all that stuff to connect with a higher frequency, right? Connecting with a higher frequency. And also, where am I placing myself environment-wise on a daily basis or on a weekly basis? So try to change all those things. Try to be attentive to all those things. And then the other thing is try to do more things that you enjoy and you love. And one day, all those things that you enjoy and you love so much, you'll be able to do them with someone that isn't there to complete you, but with someone that's there to actually enjoy it with you because they have their same resonance, your same frequency. They've done the same work you have done. Maybe not exactly the same work, but you guys know what I mean. They've done the work you've done. They've gotten to that great place. And now you guys can be companions or be, you know, like a team, like where you guys can just joy. You team up and you decide to have these experiences together in this denser reality that is Earth, right? So this episode was all about that. This is what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to get you guys to understand that sometimes people around you might shift. And if you're shifting and they're shifting, you guys can go together to the next step. But then sometimes some of us have people around us that won't be able to shift or are not ready to shift, or they just have not gotten there yet. And we might have to leave them behind a little bit. Maybe forever, maybe not. Maybe it's just a few months, maybe it's a few years, but we're gonna have to detach. Detachment is one of like the main words that comes with the process of 3D to 5D ascension. It's detach. You have to detach from people, places, and things so you can progress. Because if you don't, then you're gonna keep yourself back. So just remember that this is for you and your ascension and for your greater good. And you're gonna look back and be like, man, thank goodness I left that place. Thank goodness I left that person. Thank goodness I retrieved from that scenario, because I wouldn't have gotten where I am now, and I feel so good and it's so amazing. So that's where you need to get to. So just, it's almost like looking at things from a more selfish place, but the selfish thing is needed because you really need to do that work for yourself so that after you can be much more of assistance to the human collective and the evolution. And also so you can actually finally enjoy life from a more Dharma place, enjoy relationships from a more Dharma place, enjoy your body from a more Dharma place, all of that. So hopefully everybody's enjoyed this episode. I really, really hope that it brought in information, maybe it brought in enlightenment, remembrance, or maybe it just helped you like the little, maybe it gave you a little push in the back to get you towards the right place. And make sure to have no judgment with the people around you that haven't gotten there yet, because they might not get there for a long time. Maybe you've advanced past that a while ago. So try not to have judgment, because then that brings you back in energy again. Be like, okay, you know what? I send you love and light and I wish you the best. And I really hope, you know, you get there, because then it would be awesome to meet up with you again in the future when we're both in that same place. And we can have an even better relationship we had before. Even if it's a family member, you can still have a better relationship than we had before if we both get to that place in the future in 5D Dharma. So try not to have judgment with people, because also that means that you're concentrating too much on the external and who's next to you and how they're doing. And that's more of a like a gossipy like energy. You want to be internalizing your, like, not internalizing, it's the wrong word, I think. You need to be looking in, reflecting in, and checking in and concentrating on your own stuff, so that after you can be much more of a, I guess you could say, a domino effect for the human collective. Like you creating that shift might actually help. And if you and a bunch of other people did that, that's the domino effect that might actually help those people that are stuck in that rut in the back or in that scenario that's back there. You might be helping them progress past that. So remember, the domino effect is a real thing. The more people that shift their frequency, the more people that shift their energy, the more people that release their negative stuff and their patterns, then the frequency of Earth can raise itself up. It can vibrate a bit higher. And so if enough of us do that, which is actually the evolutionary plan, if enough of us do that, then the domino effect makes the people behind us that were almost there be there. And then when those people do it, they'll be able to shift the next group of people that are almost there, now they're there. So it's the domino effect, and you could be a part of it, and you could be the reason why someone else shifts. So don't take that for granted, either for yourself and also for people around you that you really hope and wish that they get there as well, but they might just not be there yet. But overall, I would say, do it for yourself and for the love you have for yourself, because you deserve better, always. Love you guys. Bye. Thank you.